Okay, the Gemara continues from Chesam Abezu Pasqua and Shiamana, and there was the end of people with Amuna, the Gemara said. That's what the Mishnah said, rather. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, Eilu Bnei Adam, this is referring to people, Shehein Ma'aminin, that they trust, that they believed Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. The Tanya, as we learned in our Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Kol Mishi Yeshloi, anyone who has Pas Besaloi, bread Besaloi in his basket, Va'oimer, and yet he says, Ma Oichel L'machar, what will I eat tomorrow? Meaning he's concerned about whether he's going to have food for tomorrow.
That means Pas Besaloi means he has food for today?
Correct, okay. Correct. It's food for today, and he's thinking to himself, what am I going to eat tomorrow?
Ain't I left in his basket by tomorrow. That's the point.
In other words, yeah, because I'm eating it today, so what's going to be tomorrow?
Got it.
In other words, he doesn't
want to. About tomorrow, exactly. Ain't I left. He is from the Mekatne Amona. The Briskarov, when he was in Vilna during World War II, so he had food for that one day. And he saved some for the next day. And the next day, they didn't get food. And he told his son, he said, had we eaten everything from yesterday, we would have gotten food today. That was Mamish this Gemara. He was saying, we had food, everything was rationed. Everything was
critical of himself.
Exactly. So there was, because we left, we were concerned for tomorrow. So we left over food from yesterday for tomorrow, for today. Therefore, right. In other words, had we had the bitachin, the Chavos Halevavos talks about this. The more bitachin, we spoke about this, we learned the Mishnah. If a parent knows that the child is relying on them, right? A mom is relying on, so it's like the parent's like, "Hey, you're relying on me, so I'll take care of you." But if you think you could do it on yourself, okay, so you think you could take care of it yourself, you don't need my help. It's kaviyachol, obviously. But the point is, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Behind the Amar of Elazar, this is where Elazar was saying, "My dechsiv." What's the pshat in the pasuk? Ki mi vaz, what is disgraced or scorned? Liyom ketanis, for these small days. What does that mean? So the Gemara darshins, or Belozer darshins, mi goram la tzadikim, what caused for tzadikim? She yisbaz be shulchanon, that their table will be it will be minimized. It will be limited. It will be diminished. La'asid lavay, in la'asid lavay in the future. In other words, what causes that tzaddikim who are not on the highest level, they're not chassidim, they're tzaddikim. What causes mi garam la tzaddikim she is bazi shulchan la'asid lavay? What causes that tzaddikim that their table will be diminished la'asid lavay? What is it? Katnos shahaya bahem, the katnos, the smallness, meaning the lack of emuna, the minimal emuna that they had, shalayhem minu b'kadosh baruch hu, because they did not rely 100% on Hashem. Okay?
Confirming you said this passage, ki mi baz layom katnos. How is katnus explained there?
We're saying katanus is really referring to the what causes the katanus? What causes the buzz? Liyoim, what causes the scorning or the diminishing of the table of tzadikim? La'asad lavoi is katanus, is the smallness, meaning the lack of amunah that they had. That's in the drusha. In the drusha, yeah.
We're talking about the.
Absolutely.
Generation,
in their generation. Right. But they're not the highest.
When we talk about an Ami, a person that's from the that we give advice not belonging to,
right.
Somebody doesn't have food for the next day.
Yeah.
The point is, the
Gemara over here is talking about though, is that let's say you have a. No, it's more than that. Let's say there's something that I have a need. Let's say there's a mitzvah that comes my way. And I say I can't give it to you because I have to save it for tomorrow. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about someone who has money in the bank. In other words, and he's still not relying. We're saying
that people who are still considered tzaddikim, they had not achieved that level of emunah.
Correct. Correct.
And to achieve that, you need to be a chassid. You need to be a super high madrigal.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, this is the famous story from, I don't know if it's the Maharik, one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim that was talking about Bitachin. And he literally, he basically said, it's a famous story, I forget all the details of who it was. But basically he said, if you 100% have Bitachin, you will 100% be taken care of. And there was one Yid who came home, and he told his wife, I'm not going to work, I'm going to say tell him, I'm just going to... And she said, what do you mean? Lamaisa, there was his donkey, he had sold his donkey to a guy, and a few days later, whatever it is, his donkey shows up with a sack of jewels, basically. The donkey, the person, the guy who had sold it to, had these diamonds, or whatever, these jewels, and he was traveling, and I don't know if he got thrown off of a bridge, or something happened to him. And the donkey
came
home. It didn't know where to go, so it went home. That was the home that it knew. So once it was out that the guy got punished, but the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu
didn't have any next of kin.
I don't know. Yeah, the donkey
whole,
didn't.
Whole host of...
And I'm not sure if it was the Ma'arik. It was one of the Gedolei HaMekubalim that had this. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I mean, again, these are things that are beyond this. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he was talking about Bitachin, and he said something about Bitachin, about a gold watch or something. And a few minutes later, a Russian soldier came in, and he said, "I'm going to the front. I don't know if I'm going to survive. I have this gold watch. I'd like you to hold on to it. It's yours. If I come back, then I'll take it back. I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back, but it's yours." Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. The point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows.
I'm going to take us off the track here, but...
We went off a little bit.
Right on. Like, it seems to be a stereo, but the concept of a tzaddik, and to say that they are lacking emunah would seem to me to undercut the notion that they're a tzaddik.
I don't understand something. There's a song that's very popular these days.
That's not about a song.
I understand, but there's a song that's very popular these days, which...
It's a riot.
It's a riot, right? Which I'm not saying that I can accept what this song is saying, but it's been very popular.
Yeah.
That everyone's a big tzaddik. So, do you have a kasha on the song?
I don't have a kasha.
Okay, so...
Because I know what they mean. The Gemara is not giving a warm fuzzy that every Jew is really a tzaddik in the innermost point.
So why can't it also be talking about someone who's a tzaddik just like the Rebbe, that Rebbe, everyone's a big tzaddik.
He's
tzaddik tavim. Yeah, but they're talking...
generation.
Right.
So it's relative.
That's true. That's also true. Rashi describes Noach as the Chazal say Noach was Mekadnei Amono. Michael, it's the same lotion. The pasuk says he was a Noach ish tzaddik. Although I know that there is a pshat that they say Noach was Mekadnei Amono. He knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, no, Hashem's not going to bring it because they're going to do tshuva. That was his ayin shot. All right. Rava Omar. Rava says, this ketanus that the pasuk in Zechariah is talking about, Eila ketane b'nei rishay Yisrael. This is referring to the youngsters of the sons, the youngster sons of the Rishayim and Klal Yisrael. Meaning to say, this is referring to the young sons of people who are nifter. In other words, a Rasha's young child can die as a result of his chet.
Who's dying over here? The kid or
the child? The child. That's one of the reasons why we say Baruch Shepetorani. Right?
So the son of a Russia.
That's correct.
Can that be said of Russia?
It's referring to what?
It's referring to the child.
No, I mean it's saying what it,
this pasuk.
What?
Kimi vaz liyam ketanis is that the ketanis are scorning that day, so to speak. It's referring to the young children of Rishoyim who died. Shemivaz vizin din avihem lo'asilavai. That they tear up. Shemivaz vizin, that they tear up, meaning that's how they're diminishing the din. The din avihem, the din about their fathers, la'asad lavay in the future. Why? Because Aymrin lefanav, they say in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam. Ribbono shel Olam, me'achar, since, sha'ata asad li para mehen, since, me'achar, since, sha'ata that you Hashem asad li para. In the future, you will take payment, so to speak, and bring punishment, mehen, from them. In Olam Haba, Lama Hikesa Shinehem Bum. Why did you knock out Hikesa Shinehem? Why did you knock out their teeth? Bum. Why did you knock out their teeth? Meaning like this. These children died. Why did they die? Because their fathers did Averus. So they're going to come, L'asad Lava, and say to Hashem, they're going to, these Rishonim come up. Again, here we have John Doe. John Doe is a Russia. His young child died. Years later, John Doe himself dies. He comes up for din, and they say he gets to get punished. So all of a sudden, the neshama of the young child that died earlier is going to come up, and he's going to tear up the din of his father, the bad decree of his father, by saying the following. You were going to punish my father, John Doe, L'asad Lavay anyways. So why did you knock out his teeth, meaning by killing me, in Olam Hazeh, in the right? That's what the pasuk is referring to. Right? Why did you make them mourn over me in the world that if you were planning on punishing them in this world, which in the truth,
in the next world,
correct? That's gonna whatever that means. At least tear up the extreme of it, because the truth of the matter is Rishoyim. I mean, this is part of the. Rishoyim's question: Tzadik v'tevel, Rasha v'ral, Tzadik v'raloi. Sometimes a tzadik usually gets it paid off in this world. A Rasha doesn't get it. In other words, he gets his schar in this world.
The Rasha gets that's what I'm saying. He gets
the schar. Right. Correct. Right. So the son who died is coming to the Hashem and saying, "Well, you can't do this. You ready? Why did you give him tzar in that world if you were planning on giving him tzar in the world to come anyways?"
There's no comparison, isn't there?
What? Yeah, but you know what?
But he's still called a Russia. So
Peronius is still called a Peronius.
He's still called a Russia.
Yeah.
So his child dies, but it didn't have much of an effect on him. He continues to be, as Rishus continues.
That's
so
true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, again, I don't know.
You're saying Peronius is Peronius. That's what we're...
Peronius is Peronius. I mean, the Gemara talks if a person even has two coins in his pocket, takes out the nickel instead of the Gemara says it. It's a Gemara takes out a nickel instead of a dime. That's called tsar. That's called it's menaka. It's menaka. It takes away. Yeah.
It takes away like some of the din you're saying.
Something. Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Ilah ben Yivarechya. Reb Ila, Amar Reb Ila ben Yevarechya. Reb Ilya, the son of Yevarechya says, Il malei tfilase shel David, if not for the tfila of David, as the Gemara will explain, the prayer of David, hayukol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, would be so poor that they would be meichrei revov. They would be people who sell. Revov is referring to like when you have a stain. They will be referring. They will be so poor that they will be selling all the nasty things that stick onto clothing. They will be selling fats and the goose fat and all the different things that get stolen. Meaning, the only people that are busy with it are aniyim. It's almost like, I guess, you know what, in our day and age, if not for David HaMelech's tefillah, all of Klal Yisrael will be collecting soda cans. Right. You know, right?
Right?
That's basically what we're saying. Who gets
it? What's the actual...
Revav is... It means like a stain. Like something that sticks onto the clothing. It's referring to fats and things like that. That... No. They would be busy selling those things, collecting those things, and selling them. That would be how they support themselves because they're so poor.
Like the cheapest of the cheap.
Right. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, she saw Hashem moira lohem. Okay, let's see. Let's take out the pasuk. Tehillim tests.
Did you see that?
On the side? Tehillim tests. The pasuk says, well, in the pasuk you test, it says, for the pauper, ki leila netzach yishochach evyon, for the pauper shall not be forgotten eternally. Tikvas aniyim toivad la'ad, nor the hope of the afflicted forever perish. Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem, al yo'iz enosh, let not frail man feel invincible. Yishaftu goyim al ponecha, let the people be judged before you. So then it says in the pasuk, she saw Hashem, I'm sorry, and then it says, she saw Hashem, moira, Hashem, place your mastery over them. Lahem yedu goyim, so that the peoples may know. Enosh hei masela, for they are but frail men. Sela. So since David HaMelech davened, she saw Hashem moira lahem. That Klal Yisrael should be seen as a elevated nation, that allowed Klal Yisrael to be elevated with wealth.
But the goyim
will be struck with the idea of being busy with lard, and that's where you see that they're not invincible. Okay,
so
Nachamal.
She
saw Hashem moira lohem. Hashem, place your mastery over them. Okay, that's referring to Hashem is saying, David HaMelech is saying that the Aniyei Yisrael should be given wealth. And it's over Goyim that Hashem's mastery, that the non-invincible should be placed.
How are they Aniyim? Are we just saying relatively they're rich? Like they have enough to support themselves?
Yeah, they're not just busy with the lowly stuff, right?
Shisa Hashem
Mara Lahem. Hashem, place your mastery over them. You have to look back at the pasuk
Yitess. I'm following with you.
You have pasuk Yitess on the side also.
We have only
Chaval. Okay, let's do one more thing. Vamer Reb Ilabar Yivarechya. Reb Ilabar Yivarechya says, El Molei Tfilosu Shel Chabakuk. If not for the Tfila of Chabakuk, the Talmid Chacham would be so poor that you'd have two Talmid Chacham, miskasim betalas echad, covering with only one garment, and learning Torah like that. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk in Chavakuk Gimel Beis, Hashem Shamati Shim Acha.
We're talking about a prayer shawl.
Yeah.
Or
you could talk about a blanket that they can't. That they don't have enough to have a separate one. Hold on a second. This is Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Gimel Beis. Hashem Shamati Shemacho. Yoresi Hashem. Shamati Shemecho. Hashem, I have heard your news of the impending exile. Yoresi. I was afraid. Hashem. Hashem Po'olcho. Bekerev Shonim Chayehu. In the midst of years. Keep your accomplishment alive.
Pa'olcha is in the midst.
Pa'olcha means your accomplishment. Bekerev Shanim Chayehu, keep your accomplishment alive in the coming, in the midst of years. And Rabbi Lo ben Yevarechia is explaining, Al Tikri Bekerev Shanim, Elo Bekiruv Shnayim. Not Bekerev Shanim in the midst of years, rather Bekeruv Shnayim, meaning, two people shouldn't have to be coming close together to use the same blanket. They should be able to be live chayehu. They should be able to live with having more than one blanket to cover two people.
So these tefillas determine the economic well-being. All the cheshbonos for parnasa that a person has.